this title. And he's got to go to Middlesbrough and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Hello everybody and welcome to another edition of The Warm Down. Today I am delighted to be joined by the very special Jose Maria Amorotu, the Sporting Director of Athletic Club Bilbao. Very welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for you.
We are here in the Athletic Club training ground. We've got the first team training in the window just behind us. Yeah. This is absolutely fantastic. I have to say thank you to you for coming and coming on this channel. And also thank you for Athletic for the hospitality we've had for the last couple of days. It's been
very
fantastic.
Very kind to receive you that... in a special atmosphere here, that in a special day, and a beautiful day, sunny day.
It is a beautiful sunny day, it's different to Manchester. So the big thing that I need to ask you then is, what makes Athletic Club so special?
Oh, I think for his philosophy. Philosophy is special, and Athletic is special for the owners, is the people here in Bilbao, not? It's the owners, and they make the history, and we have the responsibility for developing this idea, this old idea in nowadays professional football system. No, it's very difficult, but we're proud of this, maintain this idea and continuity and developing that.
So for those watching at home who don't know, for the last 105 years, Athletic Club have only played Basque Region players or the descendants of Basque Region players. Is that a real source of pride for this club?
Yeah, it's our character, not that has the sense of identity for this, not for that. It's our strength. We know that, and we are aware that nowadays it's very difficult to maintain this idea with the competitive system. No? But we can say that we have a competitive team with identity sense this idea.
You do have a competitive team. We've seen you at Old Trafford beating Manchester United to prove how competitive.
It was special Manchester when we went to this stadium, the Teatro de los Sueños, no? That
Teatro de los Sueños. I've not heard that one. Of dreams.
Teatro de los Dreams, that it is.
How do you maintain that competitive edge then? Because obviously it's a massive hindrance to only select players from one area. So do you put extra time into developing players from 6, 7, 8 years old? Or do you allow them more time?
I like our vision that when a boy from under 10, they come into these facilities, they how this surprise to sign, not to sing, that this illusion, that is a very important thing here. They know that the Athletic trusts them, and about this kind of sense of relationship, they know that bit a bit, step a step, they can make his debut with a professional Athletic team.
You had 80%.
Is this our strength, our high quality?
You've had 80% of your first team players come through the academy.
Yeah.
Are you doing something different to the other teams around the world, to Madrid, to Barcelona, to Manchester? Are you doing different coaching, or do you just trust them more?
No, I think nowadays all the clubs, big clubs, they work very good with the youth. It was a high difference, but what can say with a high difference? The difference is in the core, not that is difference. They child's boys every day can hear. They know that Athletic and all Athletic world trust them, and that's it possibly to make and reinforce of these qualities. No, it's difficult to explain, but I know that I have seen that.
I think it is difficult to explain. It is a feeling. Like when I watch
the feeling, the no sé. the curve that is
when I watch Marcus Rashford and Jesse Lingard or Ryan Giggs and Paul Scholes and they're Manchester United Academy players and you know that they've stood on the terraces and they've watched this team, but your club's had that for over 100 years for every player. Can you even begin to explain the connection that the fans have with the players because of that?
The connection could be in equality to reinforce this idea, no? You can see that a lot of people seeing the match, seeing the train. You can this afternoon, you can see the same, you can see the same. And it's difficult to value this character. But this character, this quality, it's inside the players of the Athletic. And when they can summarize to first time to the professional, a lot of people have developed his performance, his evolution. Mm. No? It's clear.
I think it's a great thing, and I think Bilbao are one of the clubs in the world that are showing the way, because when transfer fees get to 300 million euros, 150 million euros, that's not sustainable. There's no way that can continue to keep going up.
Yeah, it's the risk, you know, to maintain this philosophy against this kind of system of football. The role model, the money mustn't be the most quality for us. That's the sense of pertinence for a club where you can make an evolution, not only as the footballer, instead of as a person. We have in a strict but a strong education model system.
Academic education.
Academic policy. But it's very, 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 very important for us. Not we know that all players are here play to the first team, but we must send to the society a personal model, no?
In case they don't become a professional.
Professional.
Aside from the Basque nationality, does the academy have a football philosophy, a style?
A style could be, the style is, and what is the values that this kind of qualities, no? No down, no head down, no this.
Head up.
To be proud of become here, no? That's, we know that our players possibly they're the best, but there are other qualities he make here the best, no? That's not sense of pertinence, that no down the head, the effort, maintain the performance.
Because of your Basque region only policy, you can't have very many scouts worldwide. You must only have scouts in the local region.
We had a lot of risk now because Athletic had the good players that and around this area there are a lot of teams in the first division and professional high teams that could be the sizing of the players, but the players nowadays it's difficult to come out from Bilbao, no? Because they know that Athletic doesn't.
So the teams that you can select players from, if academy wise, Real Sociedad, and Zaragoza, and that's basically.
No, Real Sociedad, Osasuna, Alaves, they are Basque teams, no? But, no.
But it's not many. There's just
a few. No, but Athletic is in a good economy. That.
How many players are you bringing in, say, at under 10, under 11, to get down to a squad?
Yeah, the first one is 35
per squad.
In total, we had 220 players in the academy.
If a player joins at 10 years old,
yeah,
how many, what percentage of those players are still with Athletic Club at 16 or 18?
Well, we can say that in age category, can for Athletic about 50 players only. That is difficult. That for the first category under 11, one or two players play for Athletic.
Yeah, that's still a huge number.
Yeah, from the first 30 players can intro. It's normal that at least one player play for Athletic.
Wow.
One, at least.
So
one of these 30.
I bet under 16s or under 18s in Manchester?
Okay. Yeah.
Not one?
But Athletic, we can date to certificate that in normal situation, one of the players who come for the first time here play for Athletic.
That must be.
And in other cases, in other categories, could be two, could be three. For example, the boys, you were born in 93, have played for the first team three players in this category. No?
That's an incredible success rate.
It's real.
When you tell the boys the first training session, out of you lot, one of you,
yeah,
basically guaranteed to join.
No,
to join the
guarantee,
first team.
But we tell them that possibly one of yours to play for the first team.
Wow, that must fill them with confidence and pride as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Forgot else I was going to ask. what is success for Athletic Club?
It's success.
La Liga title, Champions League football.
To play in Europa for us is
Europa's is good.
Europe every year play for Europa, and this could be this the success.
How far away, or what would Athletic Club need to win La Liga to get above Real Madrid and Barcelona?
I need it. It's difficult to answer this question because we are aware that Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, Barcelona, they have in the budget 3-4
unlimited.
But no far we want the Cup League, no? The Cup. We made four finals in the last 6 years. Four finals. We want title, the cup. This now 2 years. And why not? The illusion is very, 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 very hard for us.
Is there any players that are playing not at Athletic Club that are eligible that you would love to sign? Is there any Basque players that you don't have that you wish you had? Ander Herrera, Griezmann.
Hombre, I like that they play for Atleti, but sometimes it's not possible.
Hmm. What was the other ones we had, Dave?
Maybe you could go into the tactics.
What does your job cover? Does your job cover mostly first team or academy?
No, academy, but mostly academy. I like to know all the players here for they're looking to the first team. For me, it's a proud kind of job.
To
aid the old players. I know that all players here. From under 10 to first team.
These guys, they've gone in now.
It's fantastic.
you've played for the club, you've managed the club, you're now director, as you say, of the academy of the sport.
Yeah, I played for the club. I trained. I was first coach in the past. I've been for two times in this kind of responsibility here. Now, near 20 years, I started as responsible for the youth to 7 years. I went to Real Sociedad as coach, Eibar as first coach, and Atletico Madrid as responsible for the youth nowadays I'm here. And I'm very satisfied with my job.
Yeah, when your time at Atletico Madrid,
yeah,
was that overseeing the likes of Koke, etc., yeah, coming through? So yeah, you're pretty good at what you do.
Yeah. Koke, they play yesterday. Lucas, Koke, Saul. Well, he was in it. Excellent in etape for my career, and especially for knowing this kind of players in different mentality, because Atletico Madrid they were very good with the youth, but you know that there were a lot of players of different countries, no? But it's different for Athletic, but the football is right, in adaptation for me, but it's very good for me.
What do you think Spain's doing so well? Because obviously I'm coming from England. The England national team is a bit embarrassing at the moment.
Yeah.
We have so few young players playing in the top league, in the Premier League. Why do you think there's so many good young players being given the opportunity in Spain?
It's difficult because I think in football, the short-term projects go ahead of long-term projects, and for me, it's not it's my idea. No, I think that the long-term project must be ahead of short.
I completely agree.
That is my idea, not just.
Do you think that's
because the results is not enough for the coaches, for the players. Now it's difficult to make experience with youth, but Athletic is necessary.
Mm.
It's the difference.
Do you think that's sad that football has gone so short term?
So short term.
Yeah, sacking a manager after one season.
A lot of pressure for the professionals. Yeah, with the results especially.
What does Athletic Club mean to the city of Bilbao?
Athletic is inside for the families here. No more.
All right, awesome. Jose,
yeah.
This was fantastic. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for showing
for
us around this beautiful ground.
With the spirit and talk to us and explain the sense of Athletic.
I think Athletic are doing it right. I think they are doing it organically. I think they are doing football the right way. I don't think Manchester United could ever adopt the model. I think we like signing superstars from the world.
They must have your own philosophy now.
But there could be a hybrid we could do. Certain number of players from the local area and certain number.
I can't explain this one because I don't know.
Of course. This is for the audience.
Okay.
I would love to see it. But Jose, thank you. This is wonderful. I wish you the best of luck this season. And hopefully you do get to a cup final this year. That'd be
fantastic.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
So thank you to you guys for watching us at home. If you're ever in Northern Spain, definitely come down to Athletic Club because they are absolutely fantastic. So thank you to Jose. Thank you to Athletic Club. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.